Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Yeah, why all that silence, podcast listeners? Because I just showed them something awesome. Hey, everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Might have been the most aggressive one I've heard. Maybe it's the low ceiling, because we are coming to you once again. It's been a while, but I'm glad to be back at the Nerd Melt Theater in the back of Meltdown Comics in Hollywood, where on a screen in the comic book store, the score of the football game is 1-1. Yeah. USA. Did I mention we're in Hollywood? The California one, not the Florida one. On Sunday, June 22nd, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Man Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, A Dog Day Afternoon, Delight, Sleep, Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, Amigos, Worlds, and of Watch. At 420-ish. We're here. There's an exciting soccer game going on, and yet we're all just huddled in the back of a comic book store. Thank you for being a sold-out crowd today. It's very, extremely encouraging. When it's free over UCB, there are empty seats some weeks. And you guys, you had to fucking pay, and you filled the place. I don't know what's happening anymore. Is it because it's Sunday afternoon is better for you guys?
Yes.
Okay, but what about during football season?
No.
Oh, that's what I thought. Tomorrow night, Getty Doug with High, live at Largo. It's happening again. Five great guests, probably Sarah Silverman, smoking on stage. I don't like to give away the guests on these shows, but in this case, I just did. We're going to be smoking on stage in front of the audience that comes out tomorrow night. And you can watch the live feed at 9:15 Pacific Standard Time on youtube.com/Doug Benson. Tuesday night, there's so much going on here in L.A. This particular week. Tuesday night, Doug Loves Movies at CineFamily. We are going to do Doug Loves Movies with people that are featured in the documentary I Am Road Comic, and it's going to be followed by the West Coast premiere of that film. So that's Tuesday night, and there's still some tickets available for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Thursday, June 26th, I'm doing a late night stand-up show at Go Bananas, and I will, in Cincinnati, Ohio. DouglasMovies.com for all the dates and deets and links. Last Sunday, Father's Day, we did Douglas Movies in Kansas City. Terrific crowd, like 240 people came out. It was super fun, but it is now officially a lost episode. Yeah, unfortunately, the folks recording the show there just did a weird job, and so that's right, Ryan. Right, we're never gonna release it.
Yeah,
okay, he doesn't think so. I love that. Like, there's a little window right there, and he has the headphones on. I really felt like I'm part of a professional. Like, we're making something here. All right, so that happened, and apologies to Jacob Siroff, Chris Cubis, and Cash Levy. I'll have all of them back on again soon. There was a really fun panel. Jacob and I got into an argument about whether or not James Bond, whether or not the movie Never Say Never Again is a James Bond movie. He says it's not because it was made by outside individuals and wasn't part of the people that have made every other James Bond movie. And I was like, but it's a fucking movie about James Bond, played by Sean Connery. So it's a fucking James Bond movie. It got heated. nobody will ever hear it. On May 15th of this calendar year, we did a Douglas Movies at Los Angeles, Nevada. In Las Vegas. And not only was the venue weird and non-air-conditioned, in Vegas. Yeah, no air conditioning. They had a huge fan, like there was going to be some sort of animal show and there was going to be a falcon trick. Bottom line is, when we did the show at that venue, they not only... we don't even know if they recorded it, but if they did, they haven't sent it to us and refused to answer our calls and texts. And so... fuck those guys. I mean, I think it's just like one guy is responsible for all of it, but he was tough to get a hold of just trying to arrange things for the gig in the first place. Very scattered individual, I think. So in lieu of that, because that happened, and because I have already apologized to the three guests that were on that day, but I put together this special Sunday afternoon show so that we can do our best to recreate the lost Las Vegas episode. And they were a great crowd, and so far you guys are a great crowd, so I think we're just going to word for word do the exact same show. Please welcome Sarah Tiana, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Brian Redband. Is that the order you guys sat in Vegas? Did you just naturally sit in the same order again?
I think we sat in the order that you called us out in.
Oh, really?
No.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, yeah, I said Brian third.
Yeah.
I said Brian third, Sarah.
Oh, sorry.
You're not high or drunk today, right?
No.
She was both in Vegas, and it's hard to recreate that at 4:20 in the afternoon on a Sunday.
Yeah.
1 week from Father's Day.
But I do have a Slurpee.
Okay.
Which gets me going.
So yeah, you'll have a nice energy the whole time. And what did you bring for the prize thingy?
It's a whole family package. So it's a cookbook called How to Feed Your Family. It's the movie The Kid Stays in the Picture. And keeping with the family theme, there is a CD of all the pictures from Schindler's List.
No. Okay, I don't know if any
keep
of that tracks.
Keep your family together despite the things that happen.
Okay. And here's the book. It's huge and heavy. So yeah. Enjoy carrying that around for the rest of your day. Whoever wins today, and I don't think I've done it yet. A round of applause for Sarah Tiana for coming out and for bringing this stuff. And then of course Brian Redband is here, everybody. Brian Redband.
Oh my God.
Who brought just brought a shit ton of Death Squad stuff with the kitty with the Hitler mustache.
Chaplin. It's a Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, okay. The Charlie Chaplin in the...
Brought you some shirts, stickers.
What was the movie where he played Hitler? I forgot the fucking title. The Great Dictator. Motherfuck. What's that, Brian?
Just brought...
You guys fucking switched. Yeah. That was like a magic trick.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both wearing the same shirt.
The next time I turn away, I hope there's not a tiger on stage. But okay, so it's a cat with a not a good mustache. And I've got facial hair on my shirt, on my Douglas movie shirt is in here. And also, oh, there's some Death Squad posters. Oh, nice try, guys. Nice try, switcheroo brothers. I brought a t-shirt from the, we gave one away on the Douglas movies in Kansas City. That's a lost episode, but it's for Fountain City Roller Derby, which is a local roller derby people, group, team. And we did a benefit for them while we were in Kansas City. And then also a Chameleon Glass gave me a brown camouflage hat, which is great to wear when you're smoking in public. People are like, that dude's smoking so hard he doesn't have a top of his head. Check this thing out. Pass that down to Brian. And Brian, open it up. It's like it's a little wooden box with a pipe in it, but it's magnetic. So you just pull straight up, and it's four magnets hold it together. And it's pretty nice.
One hitter in it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got a name on there. What's it called?
It's the Kind Tray.
Kind Tray.
Kindtray.com.
Yeah, and the Chameleon Glass folks mailed me that, so I'm sure that those are available on their site and at their store in Scottsdale. And also two hot dogs from Pop's Hot Dogs. Keeping them coming. And from Brian, he said it was on his bedside table for several months. A package of Hubba Bubba. New mystery flavor. That's fucked up.
Oh, I bet.
Uh-oh.
You mean old mystery
I
flavor.
Love a gum where I'm not sure what flavor it's going to be.
Yeah, you just put something in your mouth and you're like, I don't know
Let's
what this
go.
Is going to taste like.
Let's start chewing.
That happens to me all the time. I don't know what this is going to taste like. I hope it's good.
The flavor's extra mysterious after being...
He's talking about a penis.
It's so early for that.
Okay.
And Tony Hinchcliffe is here. Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody.
Thank you.
And he contributed this lovely item that contributed to that silence at the top of the show when I was trying to show it to everybody. It's a beautiful Adidas tracksuit, but it's Star Wars themed.
It's true.
And it has a stormtrooper face on it.
It's perhaps the worst angles that you could show of the jacket.
I thought it was the back that was important.
On one side, it says the Force is strong with this one. And on the other side, you're representing the stormtrooper because we're all darksiders, right? We all believe on the Sith side. Screw those Jedis. It's an Adidas Star Wars track jacket. Thank you very much. I didn't realize it wouldn't get that big of an applause. I thought, wow, they're really going to like this. And then, womp, womp, womp.
You guys are going to, whoever wins this is really going to cherish it. But until that time, I'm going to use it to wipe the sweat from my brow. Because it's hot in here. I don't remember what you guys said in Vegas, but we went through and I asked you if you'd seen any movies lately, so you can go ahead and update your answer on that, Sarah.
I saw Maleficent.
How'd you like that?
I loved it.
Really?
I thought it was good. I didn't know. I was like, oh, this will be cute. And it was amazing.
It's dark.
It's dark. Angelina Jolie is so incredible in that movie. She just has one line that just slayed me. The girl's like, oh, I know who you are. You're my fairy godmother. And it just pauses, and she's like, what? And I was like, that's the most amazing line ever. Just the way she did it. I was like, no one else could have done it like that. What? It
was Let's incredible. Try to use it in our everyday lives.
I brought you guys the Star Wars jacket.
What? The audience kind of did that.
I know. Yeah.
What?
If you guys aren't excited about the jacket, let me tell you. It's also a mystery flavor, so maybe that'll excite you. Taste it. I guarantee you, you won't know what that tastes like.
Does it glow in the dark? Because it looks like the back like glows in the dark.
You know, what happened is, by the way, it's the sweetest jacket ever. It's just that I got it, and
it's really Swedish.
They made it, you know, I could tell Adidas got a little bit biased because they made it, like, chubbier. You know what I mean? Like, they assumed that the Star Wars fan would be a little bit wider. So when I wear it, it fits perfectly, except for in the middle. It's, like, extra floppy. But by the looks of this crowd, I think it's going to fit somebody perfectly. I'm a little bit roasty, guys. What? Sorry.
I would never not wear something I liked because it was too big on me. I can have that error. I can go in that direction. I just don't want something that's too tight.
Is to have something that's a little bit looser around the middle. Like, yeah, look at this.
Well, you know, when you're properly fit, it's a different thing.
Well, so I don't know what that's like. You want some of my Slurpee?
Tony, have you been to the movies?
I'm pretty sure the last movie I saw was Godzilla. I was very disappointed because they made Godzilla so likable looking. They made his face like all round, and it really just looks like a big Barney instead of the intimidating monster that he was supposed to be. And also, like, I feel like the throwbacks when they made Godzilla, when they called back to the old movies, it was just terrible because they had this Asian scientist guy. And they make a reveal at one point, but he's like speaking perfect English until they want him to call back to the old movie. So there's a part where he's like, and we won't know how to kill him, and we don't know how to get him. Well, who is this guy? He goes by the name of Godzilla. Like, he goes from 0 to 100 Japanese in no time. He might as well have just been like, I believe his name is Godzilla.
Godzilla, I was born there.
I triggered you.
You think I speak English?
I do not. What?
Brian, you got any goodies, movies?
Not since Vegas when I saw Neighbors, but I saw Life of Pi finally today in my bed.
You've been living a Life of Pi for a long time.
No wonder you didn't get out of your bed. That movie's fucking terrifying.
Well, I've had a 3D TV for the longest time, and I was at Best Buy last night. I was like, you know what? I never used this, so I'm going to buy a 3D movie. So I was so excited. Last night, my glasses weren't charged up, and then one of them were broke. I had a panic attack because I couldn't get my 3D TV to work. So this morning, I woke up, smoked a joint, put my glasses on because I had charged overnight, and just sat there like a puddle watching that fucking movie. That's a great movie.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
When there's like three animals and him on the boat and they're all running around, what the fuck is gonna happen?
Yeah,
so intense.
What's the tiger's name? Is Mr. Richard Parker. Yeah. Richard Parker.
Yeah. Richard Parker. Richard Parker.
What?
There's a tiger on your boat.
But there's no matter how you feel about that movie, it's
There's a weird part in it, though, right? When the tiger's about to pee on him. I don't know if you remember, he squirts and pisses all over that little kid. He makes this weird face. Now, I don't know if it's like it's supposed to be trippy, but the tiger just goes, he makes like a crazy face.
What?
I bet you that's the last thing Siegfried or Roy saw before the... I always forget which it was. Roy. Anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Roy was the bottom.
Siegfried has the fucked up face.
I've totally forgotten what movies I've seen, but there's some good ones out there, so check out a movie, you guys.
I have to see Edge of Tomorrow. Saying that that's amazing.
I liked it. I just wish that I didn't know one thing about it before I saw it. I thought it would have been more surprising and interesting, but I'm not going to say that one thing out loud, even though it's in every review, because hopefully you'll just go and see it and not worry about it. Doug Liman's one of my favorite directors. I love Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Go and Swingers and
Mr. and Mrs.
Born
Smith
Identity, whichever one he did. What?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith is the only movie I've ever walked out of.
Why?
I don't know. I was so bored by it. And now whenever I try to watch it on TV, I fall asleep.
You love what's? I think it's her best movie, but Maleficent's probably her second best movie. But Angelina Jolie is so kick-ass in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and then Brad Pitt kicks her in the stomach several times.
Very hard. Isn't that how you get pregnant?
It's just fucked
up. That's what I was told.
It's just a fucked up way for a couple to meet, spending every day on the set trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
And but then they, you know, as you know, they get along at the end. So that's what I recommend is anything by Doug Liman except for Jumper. Don't fuck around with that.
The only movie I ever walked out on was Bandits. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, the Bruce Willis with long hair?
Yeah.
Luxurious hair. Bruce Willis.
It's so bad.
And Billy Bob probably had a weird wig, too. Yeah. It was a weird wig show.
USA
yeah.
won.
Which one?
USA won it, you guys.
Yeah!
Heck yeah.
People listening to this tomorrow are going to fucking flip out.
Yeah.
I saw the guys in the sound room celebrating, so I felt like that.
Because the whole show, when people listen to this tomorrow, they're going to be like, we know what happened. Who cares? But then it's still kind of exciting when the news comes.
Maybe there'll be one guy in Portugal that doesn't have cable that's like,
oh, of course they're not.
Whoops.
That's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Gentlemen and lady, some of the folks here today brought name tags for your selection process. More people than on Tuesday nights at UCB. So suck on that for a while.
Somebody's putting a light on
and,
there.
Yeah, they shine lights on them sometimes. It's trickery.
Smart.
But it can work. There's something... I don't know what's going on over there in that corner. It's like a whole fucking samurai sword situation. But while they pick their name tags, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're back! You did it, you guys! It's a hot one, but you still win in the crowd. Now, Sarah, don't forget about the shithead on the back. Don't, you can, you know, I don't care if people see it, but just don't say it out loud. And let's start with Brian. Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for, I don't even know. Can you say it?
Who's, what's your name, person who gave him that?
Aldrin.
Aldrin?
It says Aldrin
Tender.
Aldrin what?
Tender?
Aldrin Tendo. He did like a build a title with his name.
It's pretty
and,
sweet. Yeah.
And Nintendo. And it's on some sort of. How would you even describe that?
It's a old NES cartridge with two hands and 2 feet and a joint. And it says Doug Loves Movie as the video game. It's pretty badass.
Did you
right?
make that? Where'd you get that from? Oh, you bought it at a con and then you made a sticker of Doug Loves Movies and put it on there. Nice work.
Very cool.
And it's Aldrin. I'm saying it right? Like the astronaut?
Buzz
Aldrin? All right. Tony, who you've got this, you grabbed the samurai sword that I saw being flailed around the back of the room. I was worried for lives. And it's Kill Zach, it says on there.
I'm playing for Zach.
And Zach, did you have any idea that Tony, who hosts Kill Tony with Brian Redband, would be here today?
Yeah, I heard your hints.
You heard I gave hints?
You gave a hint.
Okay. I don't know what I do sometimes.
What?
What was your
hint? I gave hints, all right. I got blackout drunk, gave some hints.
What?
But that's cool, so he figured that out, because there is a samurai sword on the table of Kill Tony.
And there's little ponies on it, because they know that he's a brony.
Well, no,
the
actually
golden pony.
Not. I'm the golden pony.
Oh, okay.
That's my nickname.
Oh, okay. And you are still doing that every Monday night at the Comedy Store?
Every Monday night.
Freezies to get in?
It's a live, successful podcast.
To buy cocktails while you watch it?
Yep. It's a free show every Monday at 8. And
who's the sidekick now that you got rid of that other fellow?
We rotate new patriots each week, so we always have a different, like, Friday night.
In the same outfit?
Kind of. I have created an outfit off
so
of Amazon.
Just rubbing it in.
Like Friday night, we did an episode from the Ice House with Joe Rogan and Dom Irrera. And
that was off the chain, I bet.
It was unbelievable. Sold out. The energy was insane. And the sidekick was played by Jesus Christ,
Hollywood
Kevin Lee
Jesus.
Light.
Yeah.
And he killed it. It was awesome.
So when is that going to be available?
Was
that plot?
2015.
Yeah. Wow, suspenseful.
Now, there's not a shithead on this, and last time I played, there wasn't a shithead, and I was disappointed.
Well, first of all, if you win, it won't matter, but if you lose, we'll have Zach come down here and take his sword back and tell us who we should call a shithead. Brian, who are you playing for? Oh, right. I already talked to you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm playing for Steph.
It says Steph up.
Steph up.
To the streets.
Yeah, and Steph
up
to.
She put her face on
the
there.
Streets. That's how it's pronounced.
Yeah. And
Steph up to.
And you announced proudly as you picked that you love Step Up.
I love Step Up. Channing Tatum was in the first one. I like the second one. I've watched the third one. I like all dance movies. I like all dance movies. I like movies where people dance. I like any movies where animals talk and any movies where black people rise above through extracurricular activity. Those are all my three favorites.
I gotta say, I enjoy all of those genres. maybe not every single film in those genres. Yeah, the talking animals one. That's hard to be a completist.
Yeah.
Because I can't get through another saga of the cats and dogs.
Oh, but you know. Babe, pick.
What about talking babies? Do you watch like Baby Geniuses?
Yeah, or like Look Who's Talking was always great.
Sure.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
We got one woo in the back.
I know. Just me and that guy in the theater. Hope they're gonna play the second one after this. Yeah, me too.
Did they really make three Step Ups?
Yeah.
No, there's like the fifth one's coming out this summer.
Yeah. The fifth one?
I think so. Or well, the third one was probably 3D. This might be the fourth one, but it's also in 3D.
3D.
And,
3D the 3D trailer dancing.
Makes it look great. I mean, the story's terrible and the acting's bad, but the dancing's great. Like they dance.
Sarah, if you ever want to watch the 3D one in bed with me, we can. Yeah.
What?
Nice one, Tony.
me.
I know it was you. That's, sure. I like to have fun with the listeners. They don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Like this next segment confuses the listeners a great deal, and it tickles me because I can't believe we keep getting him to come back. You'd think he'd be too busy. He couldn't join us in Vegas, but people are so excited. It's time to do some lines with Mark.
Yeah.
All right, so, hey, Mark.
How you doing, dog? You doing good?
I'm doing good.
You guys want to do some fucking lines or what?
Yes, it's just guys. People are more excited about you coming out here than the FIFA.
Yeah, who's the dude who fucking jinxed that shit? Because they just drawed, motherfucker. They didn't win, so.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah. They fucking scored in the final minute.
So the listeners tomorrow are going to have a good laugh over all of us thinking that they had won.
No, they didn't fucking win.
Then
they're the opposite of me.
Mark, Mark Wahlberg comes in and sets us straight. I love it.
Story of my life, bro.
So Sarah, Tony, and Brian, just yell it out as soon as you recognize it. Mark's going to say a line from a classic or at least maybe a classic to him motion picture. And then you just yell out the answer when you think you know it. First one to get it right.
And it could be any movie, right? Not just one.
It could be any movie, Sarah.
Okay.
But it can't be things that are not movies.
You want to do a fucking line?
Yeah, all right.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Look good, feel good. Look good, feel good. James Francis Ryan? Your brothers were killed in combat.
Saving Private Ryan.
It is Saving Private Ryan.
Who says that line in the movie?
The fucking dude from The Burbs. That fucking
Tom
dude.
Hanks.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
He looks like walking claymation.
Yeah. The great Larry Crown, I like to say. Everybody loves Tom Hanks. You've worked with him or no?
No. Everything that I get offered, he's in, I turn down.
But he's always there first? Or if you had to...
No, they come to me. They get him, obviously. Then they're like, Mark, you want to be in this? I'm like, mm-mm. I saw Forrest Gump. That dude can't think right. Well, too good.
Well, thank you, Mark. I know we might you might pop in again from time to time during the
you
show,
know what?
But
fuck it, I'm just gonna stay. You know what?
Maybe you might want to take that sweater off.
I feel pretty fucking good, hot in here, Mark. I'm rocking 2% body fat. I feel fucking great. It's breezy in here. I'm gonna fucking play.
All right, is that all right with you guys? Can Mark stay and compete against you?
Why not?
You?
Right? Yeah. Hey, give me a fucking name tag. He's got a fucking name tag. You're close. What is this? Like a half-naked John Ritter?
It's Cameron Diaz.
Not in the face, bro.
The face.
Not in the
body. The body is Cameron Diaz, and the face is that guy. It looks very Zach Braffy in that picture.
Yeah.
Hey, it does kind of look like that.
Yeah.
I'd hit it. Hey, can I get a fucking chair?
So what's his name? Oh, how about that stool right there? You want to just pull that over?
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah,
you
know what,
thanks, brother. You're lucky I was around.
Well, I'm always amazed that you have time for any of this.
Yeah, why were you in town?
I live up the fucking hills.
Oh, okay.
House number 4.
Okay.
And for the last hour, I've been helping Donnie chase a balloon. So we're fucking coming down Fuller, and then we get up to Sunset, and I see this, and I'm like, oh, Donnie, I got a thing. And then he was like, do you care if I keep going after the balloon? I'm like, take all week. So good luck to Donnie.
All right, well, this shouldn't take all week, but we do have a few games to play, since this is a supersized edition of the show. Not unlike Vegas. You guys love that venue in Vegas, I understand it.
Jesus. Do they know what happened? Do they know the full extent of how horrible that place treated us and the shit that went down?
Well, it was funny that after...
Oh, did you guys get treated like normal people? That must suck.
No, we got treated.
Yeah, maybe we should have Mark. Next time you're in Vegas, you should straighten shit out.
You got it, dude. I'll fucking go in there with a bat.
Great.
It'd be interesting if you brought in a bat and set it free and it flapped around.
Can't do much more damage to that place. It was pretty shady and shitty already.
Yeah. It was considerably hotter than what we're experiencing right now. But you know, this, we give the meltdown a pass on this because melting is right there in the name. But the fucking, which first of all, when it's a billiards place, there's 3 tables, but it's got a bar. And they did get us drunk, so that for that, I'll be grateful.
But you remember what we had to do to get drunk? Because they kept on giving us these little shot glasses of mixed drinks.
And
they
gave us
the very tiny glasses.
Yeah. They were like Dixie cups.
There.
Yeah, we had to flag people down for a drink.
Yeah, that's called a shot, bro. Just doing fucking shots?
Except there was
ice
cubes.
Mixed shots with an ice cube, yeah. And then, but then, you know, the air conditioning not working, but the show was fun. We had a good time, and everything seemed to work. But then we just can't get them to respond when saying, how about sending us the recording? And then you guys did a stand-up show the very next night there.
Next day. And
so what happened to you?
The owner was like, all right, meet us here after the show at like 1:30 in the morning, and I'll pay you. So we're just sitting here waiting.
It was a 9 o'clock show. We were done at like 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's like, wait around for the drop to get your money.
I'm driving. I'll be there at about 1:30. So we're like, oh, we have to hang out around this joint for an hour and a half, which at the end of the long weekend was exhausting. And then we followed up at 2 a.m. and he's like, I'm about another hour away.
So 3 a.m.
And then when he arrived at 3 a.m., you know, this giant shady looking motherfucker walks in, you know, just like super shady.
Acts
looking.
Like we're not even there, by the way.
Yeah, for like 20 minutes. Right. And then finally I just went up and like, hey, I'm Brian. We need to get out of here. Can we get paid? And he gives us like some of the cash. And he goes, all right, tomorrow, when are you leaving? I'm like, around noon.
A minimal amount of the cash, by the way. Yeah. Less cash than they possibly could have received from
the show. Sounds
to
me like you guys need a Donnie.
Yeah, we do.
Here's the deal, too. Just a tip. You can take this, leave this, whatever the fuck you want, okay? If I ever have a problem with a business, I just buy that business.
Guys, let's all chip in and buy that fucking place.
That would be great.
I'm just saying.
It'll cost us a lot to put in air conditioning.
It's way easier than Yelp.
Legit.
Then you fire the people and keep being like, you know what, can you come back tomorrow for that last check?
Yeah. I just have sweat box night every night, you know, like half price drinks. Come on in and sweat.
Then we had to wait the next day and try to find
weed.
Him, and he never came.
He
and
never
then we finally
up.
Got had to. He owns this other restaurant out here called. A and so we had to fucking,
it's a great
like,
fucking place.
Get a check
and,
from
and
him
and billiards.
Right. And we had to hunt down this guy, get a check from him. 2 weeks later, I look at my bank account. It's withdrawn all this shit because his check bounced. Oh. Yeah. He then says that he got hacked by cyber electronic hackers or something like that.
Oh, that's pretty generic.
And then,
because what are the odds that a blatant, shady guy also got hacked by the cyber bullies?
Dude, I'm going to make this fucking movie. Are you kidding me? You guys got the rights on that shit?
Yeah,
I'm sure they're pretty cheap.
So, anybody listening, the is whatever in Vegas and the here in Los Angeles.
Great place.
Really? You go?
No,
there?
I don't know. I thought that's how you were going to end.
No.
Terrible ownership.
Boycott
those
places.
Guys. Yes.
Yes.
Hey, real quick, can I ask a question before we get into this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest here.
Okay.
I saw the fucking screen with the score when I walked in. Mm-hmm. Did USA really just lose to Portland?
Wait a second. You're the one that told us that it was a draw.
Yeah, but that's a fucking loss, dude.
Oh, okay.
You either win or didn't fucking win.
I'm just saying you seem to know everything about it, and then this whole Portland thing is really throwing me
for a loop. It just said USA POR.
Do you play soccer?
What's that?
Do you play soccer?
Fuck that, no.
Why didn't you play in the World Cup, or do you watch it? Or?
Well, they wanted me to join the fucking team.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't guarantee a win like that. Why fucking do that to yourself? I'm like, keep it fucking competitive. You can have one of my nephews play, he'll wear a fucking Wahlberg jersey, you'll sell that out in a fucking minute. So I took a pass. Besides, if I'm not running from cops, I don't want to fucking run around. Go USA, though.
Let's play ABCD's Nuts.
Yeah. All right, let's fucking do it, bro.
Don't have time to play it usually over at UCB. We played it in Vegas. We're going to spell the same word, you guys. And I've only changed a couple of the titles. So if you happen to remember at any given point, you might actually win this thing by matching the title that I've already written down and that I will say to you now for the second time. But everyone will be hearing it for the first time because that episode got lost. So Sarah starts us off, then we'll go to Tony, Brian, and then to Mark, and you just have to name any movie that begins with the letter. Oh, then what we're spelling, because it was coming out that weekend, is the John Hamm movie, Million Dollar Arm. We're spelling, did you see that movie, Mark?
What's that?
Million Dollar Arm.
Isn't that where like Hillary Swank breaks her fucking neck?
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, Sarah, you got the letter M.
Maleficent.
Yeah, of course, if you'd say that, but of course I also hadn't written that down several weeks ago. I went with Murder by Death. Oh. I to Tony.
Oh, let's go with Ice Age.
Okay, yeah, that's legit, right? L. Oh, I went with In-N-Out, that movie where Tom Selleck doesn't have his gay-looking mustache, because in that film he was playing a gay man. L, Brian.
Leap of Faith.
I went with Life or something like it. Mark, L.
Fucking Life of Pi, bro.
Yeah. I said Lolita. Sarah, I.
Indecent Proposal.
In Her Shoes. Tony, O.
O.
Uh-huh. I went with Osmosis Jones.
I think we both said the same thing in Vegas. I think we just recreated the same joke.
N for Brian.
Never Ending Story.
Oh, so close. It's another thing that was made up. Noah. D for Mark.
Fucking best documentary I've ever seen. Dazed and Confused.
Yes. I went with the documentary called Day of the Dead. Sarah.
Over the Top.
Uh-huh. One Night at McCool's.
One Night.
L? Mm-hmm.
A League of Their Own.
Okay, you're out. L, Brian.
Larger Than Life.
Correct. I went with Little Man Tate. So you guys aren't even trying to remember the ones that I said in Vegas.
We drank a lot that night. Do you remember?
I don't really remember playing this game.
Second L, Mark.
Another fucking L?
Yeah.
Legend.
Oh, okay. I went with Lone Survivor. I don't know if you've heard of that movie.
I never heard of that. That's not a movie.
It's actually called A Lone Survivor.
All right, then Tony's back in then. Because he said a league of their own. A for you, Sarah.
A league of their own.
I went with another film that was all about the ladies, All the President's Men. R, Brian.
Wait, am I not in?
No.
I told you, you're out. It's called A League of Their Own.
Are we sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're
all
sure.
All right, take it easy on me.
Ricochet.
Okay, I went with Revenge of the Nerds because I was going to be doing an interruption of it, and we did it the other night, and Booger was hilarious. A, Sarah.
Mark.
What the fuck, bro?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I counted you not knowing Lone Survivor as just being wrong. And that's not fair. You're still in.
Nor does it ever happen.
Okay, A.
We're going A?
Yeah.
Animal House. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll give it to you.
What's this?
I'll let you have
We'll go about last night.
It does. When you're watching the movie, it says National Lampoon's Animal House.
Yeah, I know. We've been over this.
Okay. What'd you change it to?
About last night.
Okay. Or Altered States would have worked.
Okay.
R, Sarah.
Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said Rumblefish because I'm going to be in Oklahoma City doing stand-up this Saturday, June 28th, Doug Benson Day. It's not official. It was official 1 year, and I just try to keep it going. And then M to you, Brian.
Let's go with Marigold. No. What's that?
Marigold.
The Exotic Marigold Hotel. Magnolia?
Magnolia.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
Brian, what would you have gone with?
Who's Brian?
The guy in the end there.
I know, but you just asked me.
I know.
I'm fucking with you, bro. Dude, I'm fucking with you, bro. I like you. You're fucking Brian.
What would you have said for M?
Moonstruck.
How about Max Payne? You're really not... your head is somewhere else today, Mark.
No, I think we're all doing a good job of trying to forget that fucking movie. Why you gotta bring up bad shit, bro?
I'm sorry. And that, not unlike the football match that just happened, that this game is a draw. And so Sarah gets to go first in the next game. And this was really fun in Vegas. We played Last Man Stanton. And the person in the audience suggested Sean Connery. And I was very excited because I can name every James Bond movie that he was in anyway. And so then we started to play. And between the four of us, we named a whopping 6 movies with Sean Connery in them, and several of those were suggested by me. It was an absolute slaughter. But also fun and hilarious. So we're gonna try it again. We'll start with you again, Sarah. And I love this Pied Piper shirt that this gentleman in the front row has on, because Silicon Valley is a very fun show with our friends on it. What's an actor, actress, or director with a large body of work that, you know, you would like us to play this game with?
Rachel Weisz.
Okay, the exit's right there, sir.
What the fuck?
Leave the shirt.
Just really quick.
Who is that?
As quiet as it got after he said that, you would have thought he said 9/11.
There was.
And you know what? If
I knew that can't was even think happen, of one 9/11 movie now. United 3-3-1-1. What was it?
United
4-1-1. It's got a lot of interesting information in it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go down the line really quick. Brian, can you name one Rachel Weisz movie?
I don't know who she is, so
okay.
I'll say.
And you don't. So you'll say what?
That Step Up Dance movie thing.
No, she's not in that. Tony, can you name one?
Godzilla.
No, I have no idea.
I don't think she was
is.
In that. And what about you, Sarah?
No.
No idea who she is, or kind of an idea, just can't name any of the movies.
No, I don't know who
okay,
she
Mark?
I know
Rachel Weisz.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single fucking movie she's done.
Brothers Bloom, The Mummy.
Yeah, you're right.
Constantine.
The Girl and the Mummy.
Yeah, The Fountain. She's been in a ton of shit, but she is kind of more of a specialty actress that hasn't done too many things that are, you know.
So technically it was a lot of work, but it was kind of a curveball.
I get the feeling somebody in the front row has a big crush on Rachel Weisz.
There's no reason to not be a fan. Yeah, there's no reason not be a fan of that lady. And and Darren Aronofsky put a baby in her, didn't he? Or somebody did. And yeah.
Are you Rachel Weisz?
And then Russell Crowe tried to murder that baby with a dagger. I'm mixing up their real lives with no one. So I'm sorry, sir. We have to disqualify you from making suggestions ever.
I'm no longer invited to our show.
I like that one.
You took a fucking shot.
Did I say Brothers Bloom? She was in that, right? Okay, so let's get somebody else to pick one. Mark, you pick somebody in the audience that you like.
Are you at, girls? Let's go right here with Rachel Weisz. Yeah.
Harrison Ford. Harrison. Now we're talking. Very nice. I'm excited about this one. I think I'm going to win. All right, Sarah, what do you got? Harrison Ford.
Indiana Jones.
Okay, you're out.
He fucking got you. He fucking got you, bro.
Why am I out?
You're out because I think the next time around you're going to guess Han Solo.
Fuck, there goes
mine. What do you mean?
No, because it's got to be the title of the movie, not just like...
Oh, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
When we were playing Sean Connery, you didn't say James Bond.
The first one is called...
No, it's not. And when we played in Vegas... And I know this because when we played in Vegas, the actor was Sean Connery, and I got out by saying Indiana Jones. So I learned immediately.
Because he was in The Last Crusade.
Well, thank you. You're giving
me
more.
Not the first one.
And since I'm still in,
can we talk more about Harrison Ford movies before we start playing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. So I'm sorry, Sarah, you're out. Tony?
The Fugitive.
I'm out?
No, that's a real one, though. It's like the third one's name.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is the second one. Why are you chiming in?
The third
one is called Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
And the fourth one was called...
No, that was the second one. Third one was Last Crusade, and the last one was Crystal Skull.
I'm using all of these, by the way. I don't know...
Colon.
I don't want you to get mad at me when I say...
So far we've
named... There's no colon in any of them. There's no colon.
I just watched the marathon, and it says Indiana Jones.
Capshaw's blocking the title in the second one, so how can you even tell if there's... But you have to say the full... Should I let her stay in the game?
Okay. Oh.
No.
Bunch of pussies. National Lampoons, you're out of the game.
I would expect her to have learned from what happened to Tony in Vegas, but we did get really drunk.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? You host the show.
Maybe I was so drunk that I ran over to the guy recording the show and destroyed the tape. And then all this time I've been complaining that they won't send it to us. And they won't talk to me because they're probably going to file some sort of suit. Okay, so which of those movies would you like to say for
I love that everybody votes Sarah back in, okay. By the way, but I say A League of Their Own and somebody threw a fucking dagger at me, all right?
Yeah, well, I brought a cookbook. I'll say Temple of Doom.
Okay, but say the whole time.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yes, okay.
I'm gonna
what are you going to do? Somewhat predictable. I've got narrowed down to three titles. Which one?
I'm going to go with The Fugitive.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of banking those other ones.
Yes.
Okay. Brian?
Star Wars.
So confident. Mark?
Clear and Present Danger.
Okay.
I was thinking when I said Star Wars, like, shit, is there something like Star Wars and Yoda's friendship or something? Like, there was some extra title I forgot about.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Sarah?
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yes.
I'm
Tony?
The Empire Strikes Back. Thank you. One Star Wars fan back there.
Oh, and then whatever the new one's called doesn't count, so don't try it. And he broke his foot.
Oh, yeah.
Like?
This is like a kind of a Harrison Ford's foot memorial edition. Where are we at, Mark?
No, man. It's me. Return of the Jedi.
Oh, yeah, okay. Banged all those out. Okay, Mark.
Can I ask, you don't have to say A New Hope after one of those?
Huh?
Isn't that the full title of one of those Star Wars movies?
Yeah, the first one.
The first one.
That's what I'm saying. Do I have to say that? Because it's not really
you
know what, on
the list. Oh, you did ask?
Yeah.
Okay, I just...
We're good.
I wasn't
it.
Paying attention.
Yeah.
It was called just Star Wars at one time.
Right.
So...
Perfect.
The first year.
Let's go with... What Lies Beneath.
Oh.
I'm not fucking around down here.
I'm fucking around because I'm going to say Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. Oh. What? Oh. Oh, fuck. The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Should we let him stay in?
No, I'm out.
That's good. No.
I'm out.
Dude, I love that after you said that, it sounded like half the audience went on a roller coaster. You fucking know it.
That was
bro.
The best roller coaster scene
seats.
Ever.
Why don't you switch seats? Come down here. We can do some fucking Meisner shit.
Yeah. He'll wither your spoon. I don't know what that means.
Fucking nailed it.
What do you got?
Working Girl.
Okay.
Great movie. I mean, not as good as Step.
God damn it! I keep thinking of more of them, more and more. Tony.
Ah. I'm going to go with... our good friend Harrison Ford was definitely in the movie that goes by the name of Armageddon.
Nope. Okay, you're out. Brian?
It was The Hunt for Red October.
So mm-hmm. He wasn't in that. You're
he
out.
Wasn't?
Mark, no.
Wait,
he was in something else that I don't want to give away the name.
That's
but you're mixing it up with another movie.
I thought
that's
that
too,
was...
I've said too much, Mark.
Space Cowboys.
So you're out.
What's it called?
With Harrison Ford?
And Daniel Craig?
I'm not going to say it because I want Sarah to say one more.
Oh, man.
You don't have to. I mean, you won.
So the person that lost first is about to win this game.
Yeah. He who loses first loses last. It's an old saying.
Okay.
She's the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You don't have to come up with another one. But you were thinking of K-19 Widowmaker.
And what are
and you were thinking of Aliens and Cowboys and Aliens.
You're all right, sir.
What was I thinking when I said Armageddon?
Sabrina.
Why didn't I...
Sabrina, that's the one I was talking about.
Why didn't I just fucking say...
Air Force One, of course.
The Witness.
Just Witness. Just Witness.
Oh, Witness. Just Witness?
Good just the word
fucking
Witness.
Say that.
Yeah.
Regarding Henry, of course.
That's a solid.
I forgot that because of a head injury.
Anchorman 2.
42 was
Anchorman 2, yeah.
Mosquito Coast.
Mosquito Coast was the late River Phoenix.
And
Morning Glory with the late Michelle Pfeiffer. Nobody said Blade Runner.
Oh.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, but he's a fucking robot. That's not even him. Spoiler alert.
Man, I always
that was fun.
Yeah, that's good. We did better on that one.
So wait,
you did
for the
great.
Record, no one won?
No, Sarah won. She was the last one to get one right.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Steph.
She was also the first one to get one wrong.
Yeah.
Frisco Kid. Okay, Force 10 of Navarone, or from Navarone, or some shit like that. Let's start with you, Sarah, in the Leonard Maltin game. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah.
And then we'll come around to you, Mark. And then to Tony, and then to Brian. And Sarah gets picked between three categories. Would you like at Real Gravy
one
suggested...
name. I'm just fucking around. Ready. I'm ready.
All right. That person suggested El Deuterino. If you're not into the whole brevity thing. And that's movies that have seven or more words in the title. Or, celebrating her birthday today, I don't think she's ever been on Douglas Movies, but she's been on Dining with Doug and Karen, which will be returning very soon because Arsenio got canceled. I know life is weird that way. Arsenio gets canceled, I get my food podcast back. Celebrating her birthday today, Mary Lynn Rice Cub, the delightful Mary Lynn Rice Cub, who plays Chloe on 24. She's been in some movies, one with Harrison Ford that we didn't mention that was called. The fuck was that called?
There's Something About Mary?
Yes. And your third option is like Hardwired? Hardwire? Hardwall. Firewall. Firewall. Elliot's World suggested, hold on to your potatoes. And that, of course, is films that take place in Ireland. So.
All right, let's do it. Films that take place in Ireland.
Sarah gets to pick.
Okay.
But I think you might have influence over
What's
her.
What's the one with Mary Lynn? That's like movies that
movies
she's in?
Movies that she's in, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it's her birthday.
That one.
Yeah,
let's
you like that?
That one, yeah.
All right. Sorry, Mark.
That's
cool. We're going to go with what she chose.
No, we're all good.
Yeah. Your idea was stupid.
The year...
I'm going to give you one.
Give me one what?
I'm going to give you one free pass.
Okay.
Then after that?
And then after that, what?
We'll wrestle.
Here, watch. See, I'll show you how the free pass thing works. Just shut up and let's play the game, Donnie.
Yeah, you fucking do it. Oh, you saying that fucking shit to me?
I don't get one?
What?
Do I get one?
You get one. Okay.
I was worried that I don't get one anymore.
I'm a victim of my own rules.
The year, Sarah, is 2006. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3.5 stars. He calls it winning. He also says that it's... the cast simply couldn't be better. And he lists 12 names total for this movie that Mary Lynn Rice Cub may be one of those names. From 2006, how many do you think it'll take you to name this movie, Sarah? Tiana.
I think I know the movie.
Oh, so you can maybe go zero names or get crazy with some negative names?
Well, let's just say two. Can name it in two names.
You're just going to get the bottom two names.
Okay.
Okay. Mark, what do you think of that?
Name it.
Oh, shit. All right, your names are Gordon Thompson and Mary Lynn Rice Cub. What's the name of the movie?
Is it Legally Blonde 2? No? Is it Legally?
I mean, if it were Legally Blonde 2, the rest of it would be like Red, White, and Blue or some shit like that, right?
It's Legally Blonde 2, A Temple of Doom, actually.
But this particular movie starred Greg Kinnear and Tony Collette and Steve Carell, and it's called Little Miss Sunshine. Little Miss Sunshine. So Mark is on the board. Mark's got a point.
Fucking do it, guys. Let's fucking do this.
Sorry, Seth.
Oh, by the way, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
For everybody who's been worried, Donnie got a fucking job. People keep fucking hitting me up about this. He is a fucking character. He like dresses up as one of the, like the dude from the Aladdin movie at kids' birthday fucking parties. And I keep telling him, kids don't want to fucking hang out with Jafar.
Whole Jafar outfit and does the voice and everything?
Nope, just a purple cape and talks with a lisp.
He did get a new job because he got engaged.
Who's that?
Your brother.
Donnie?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he got engaged. That's a job.
To who?
Some beard.
Yeah, that skinny girl on The View.
Elizabeth? Are you fucking kidding me?
No,
not Hasselbeck. Jenny McCarthy, yeah. Don't you know these going with Jenny McCarthy?
Me?
No, your brother.
Your brother.
Oh, I just thought she fucking needed work, too. Like, who's this chick around the house? She gonna clean shit up? No wonder he got so fucking defensive.
She's definitely had work done. I don't know if she needs work.
He got real fucking defensive. I'm like, oh, maybe I'm just insulting one of his peers. I don't That explains a lot.
I got that wrong.
Oh, God, they should move out. They're going to house number two.
All right, Mark, you're on the board with 1 point. First person to 2 points will be our winner today, and all these prizes will go to whoever they're playing for. And this time we're going to start with, since Mark challenged Sarah, we're going to start with Brian and then go to Tony. And Brian gets to pick between Ann Eddie Nunn, not just any Eddie Nunn, or yeah, just any Ann Eddie Nunn. One of them suggested Post No Bills, and that's Bill Murray movies, sequels to Bill Murray movies that Bill Murray is not in. So it's a sequel, and then he's not in it. Hannah Wakes the Bears, that's a movie where a bear attacks a human. And Bateman Rises, which I've been having people petition on Twitter to change to Bateman Begins, and it doesn't matter. I just want somebody to pick it eventually. That's the early Jason Bateman films. So that's why they want it Begins instead of Rises. But
I'll try the Bill one.
Okay. And you know what? You know, it's hard enough to be a performer, but whoever's doing that cricket impression is really pissing me off. There's like daytime crickets in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty rare thing,
isn't
it?
I'm used to just hearing them when I do stand-up.
Okay, so you get to pick a year, Brian, in this particular category, I think. Yeah, you get to pick a year. 84 or 2003? For a Bill Murray-less
84.
Sequel. 84, going deep. 2 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that he calls an in-name-only sequel. He says that... at one point, there's a From Here to Eternity takeoff. You know the scene From Here to Eternity where they're rolling around on the beach and the waves are crashing up and they're making out? There's like a scene where they kind of do a parody of that in this movie. And Leonard lists 10 names.
And this is a sequel.
Sequel to a Bill Murray
okay.
movie that he's not in. And the year is 84. How many names out of those 10 names do you think you need?
I'll go with... Five
names, he says, Tony.
Name it.
Okay.
Jesus.
We all know our own abilities.
What the
fuck? If Vegas is in here, just like, we could have all 13. We could have the name of the movie, we'd still get it wrong. I don't know.
The cricket shut up, though.
You just walked the cricket.
Fuck this! I got someone's sleep to disrupt. There's a napper in this apartment building in the back. 5 names, Brian. They are Elaine Boozler, Paul Rubens, Misty Rowe, Archie Hahn, and John Larroquette.
You know what it is, bro.
And they were all in what movie, Brian? Sequel to a Bill Murray movie, but Bill's not there. In name only, says Leonard. That other clue that won't help you at all.
Caddyshack 2.
Oh, that's, you know, you really put it out there and made a good guess. But the actual answer is Meatballs Part 2.
Ah. Fucking Meatballs.
Yeah, fucking Meatballs, man.
Stupid movie.
That dumb movie. Yeah, it's not good. But,
it's no hot dog.
It's kind of fun watching Paul Rubens run around being silly but not being Pee-wee. But sort of being Pee-wee. So that means that Tony's on the board. Tony has a point, everybody.
There you go, dude.
Way to earn that point, Tony.
Yeah, and we'll start again with Sarah, and it's going to come right back at you, Tony, so be ready. Where did I leave off? Oh, I got to go back to the top. Here we go. Scott Beowulf. It's a long-time category. Trying to clean some of these out. I've been hoarding these categories.
And the worst part of all... The worst part of all is I never learned to read. And the worst part of all, I never learned to read.
What's it from?
I don't know.
And the worst part of all?
I think if you keep saying it, it's not going to help me.
We have not fucking gone to the audience yet.
Oh, I thought
is it Wayne's World?
It is fucking Wayne's
World. Hey, I did it!
You and me, we're going to talk. No, you know what? You know what? I'll give you one. God damn it.
Scott Beowulf is movies with Scott Baio, werewolves, or both. Wins in Scrabble is movies that begin with the letter Q. And They're Always Glad You Came is movies that have actors from Cheers in them. At least one actor from Cheers.
At least one.
Of which there was about seven or eight regulars over the years. Maybe nine.
Let's do... Wow, that's hard. Movies that begin with Q.
Q, okay. Would you like a movie that begins with Q from 2008 or 1990? 90 or 2008? My apologies, 2006.
And
1924, sorry. That's 90 or 2006?
1990 or 2006?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
don't make me change it back to
2006.
Eight. Okay. The year is 2008. 2.5 stars. I'm serious. Two and a half stars from Leonard. Wait, I can't tell if that's a 6 or an 8. It is so fucking with me.
Is it a Q, though?
You want me to take a look at it?
It's a 6. Yeah. It's a 6. Yeah,
take
a look at it.
Okay.
Fucking wise guy.
Know it, bro.
Here's what we'll do. I'm pretty sure it's an 8, but that's a clue. It's from 2006 or 2008.
Okay.
2.5 stars from Leonard. It's 2008. 2.5 stars from Leonard.
Possibly.
He says that this movie is watchable throughout. He also says that... the cricket's back. So much pressure. There should be crickets on game shows. He also says that the movie has... You picked the category, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's got hyperactive editing. And he lists 7 names. How many names can you get it in, Sarah? This movie that...
8.
Is from 2008. Okay, she says 8 names. No, do you want to say 7?
7.
You take them all. What do you think, Tony?
Now, okay... Is it 2008 or 2006?
Let me verify.
Where are you going? Doug, come back.
That's 2008 officially.
It's officially 2008.
Wow.
I know this guy. He's good for it. I didn't recognize him at first because he did this thing with all his hair is gone from his head.
But. It begins with a Q?
What's that?
It begins with a Q?
Mm-hmm.
I say name it. I say name it, Sarah Tiana.
Okay. Well,
that's a lot of names for her to get, though.
Yeah,
it's all the names. It's all the names. And people in this room, down to maybe one or two of you, are going to know this answer. So everybody, just do your best to not blurt it out.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm probably going
to I'm talking it. To you also, Cricket.
I'm so bad. I'm sorry, Steph, in advance.
I'm not saying that to embarrass you. I'm just saying that I'm hoping you'll be with all of us in knowing the name of this movie. Begins with, we got a phone call coming in.
Yeah? Well, then we'll just have to blow up another one. We'll blow up, you can buy more. All right, if we can't get it out of the tree, we'll blow up another one. I gotta go. Donnie's having issues with the balloon. It's not a big fucking deal.
Can't Jenny help him with the balloon thing?
Who is this girl, the maid?
She's on The View, she's blonde, she used to be in Playboy, singled out with Chris Hardwick.
Okay, you just listed Hollywood. And she didn't strip?
She thinks that immunization causes
autism.
Alzheimer's.
No,
autism. She backed off of that. Whatever.
Well, either way, she's fired.
You can fire her?
Cutting her checks. I thought she fucking worked at the house. God damn it. You know what? I should give her one.
I don't know what that means.
She'll
in this
find
case.
Out.
don't give her one.
Okay.
But do give her one.
Your seven names, Sarah, are Jeffrey Wright, Gemma Atherton, something like that. Giancarlo Giannini, Judy Dench, Matthew Almeric, Olga Kurylenko, and it begins with the letter Q, Daniel Craig.
Oh, okay.
What was that movie called?
Wow.
I'm gonna cry.
I'm making a guest cry.
Oh man.
Talk us through it.
You know, the only thing I like better than winning is watching other people lose.
I mean, it's gotta be. Is it a James Bond?
No.
No?
Don't fucking trust
He's just
me.
Messing around with you. But we can't answer the question.
I know,
question,
you guys can't give me.
But
it's definitely a movie.
I feel like you know what it is.
I know what it is.
And if you don't say it, then Tony's going to be our winner. And we had a great time, so don't feel bad. But, you know, everybody's got, the cricket's got other plans.
I'm going to be so bummed.
I got a lot of weed to smoke outside.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah, it does.
It's from 2008.
It definitely is.
Judy Dench. I saw this one. Fuck, man. Fuck.
Raise your hand if you don't know it. Look at that.
Great. I know. I know.
Rachel Weisz is in it.
Let's do...
Uncredited.
Let's do some plugs while she's thinking. Let's go through and do our plugs. We'll have a nice suspenseful ending to the show. See if she can pull
this
out.
You can check out Wahlburgers. That's fucking the best show on television right now. And other than that, you can watch me do shit on the DVK show on the Nerdist Network. I fucking help that dude out sometimes.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Mark. And the game might continue. If she names it, then we're going to have... three-way tie and Brian. Brian, what do you got going on?
I'm
going
to be at Comic-Con this year, bringing Death Squad there. It's going to be three shows and two nights. We're bringing Kill Tony there, which is Tony Hinchcliffe's Thunder Pussy, and we're having a big comedy show.
You know what? I'll do it.
All right, you're in.
Mark Wahlberg is in. And that's July. What venue?
American Comedy Co., July 23rd and July 24th.
And also, you all should have gotten a letter by now. I did a mailing. If you didn't, just consider yourself invited, or, I mean, like you needed to. Go see Transformers 4.
You did a mailer for Transformers 4?
Yeah. Stamps are like a buck. That's nothing.
Tony, you got Kill Tony Mondays at the Comedy Store.
Check out Kill Tony. I'm doing the road a lot. You can check out my website for dates on that. And you can catch me winning Doug Loves Movies in about 2.5 minutes.
I can't think of it. I saw it at the Vista, and I can't think of it.
Can I give her a hint that won't help her, but it'll be funny because it doesn't?
Okay.
Scott Bakula. I fucking went here and there.
I got a plug, quick. I think. Yeah. Reminding everybody about Getting Dug with High tomorrow night at Largo in Cincinnati. I'm going to go bananas on Thursday night. Have you ever played there, Sarah?
No, I haven't.
What do you got coming up? I know it's hard to think about two things at once, but you got any comedy dates that people can come see you?
This week, I'll be at Flappers on Thursday. Oh, I'm always
Flappers
at the store.
In Burbank.
Yeah,
Thursday. Nice.
And then I'm going to be in Edinburgh. If anybody listens to this in Scotland, I'll be at the Edinburgh Festival in August.
I'm sure there's some people who do that. And
anybody that will kill
and
me.
They all know the answer.
Yeah.
All of those people.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I know it's a James. I'm
sorry. What do you think it is, though? Begins with Q.
I know. I'm bummed that I picked that.
Let me narrow it down for you. It's not Quacto Pussy. It's not Quoon Raker.
Cold finger. I don't know. It's got to be quicker.
All right. Well, we gotta throw
in
the towel.
I know. I'm so sorry, Steph. I'm sorry.
I'm sure Steph's got a good shithead back here.
Yeah.
That's going to feel good. That's probably going to feel better than carrying your heavy book around for the rest of the night. So you did good.
Yeah.
It's called Quantum of Solace.
Oh.
So, right? Are you kidding me?
Solace for all you enunciators out there. But
I'm bummed because I won the one in Vegas, so it's okay if I don't win them both.
As usual, there's no proof.
The dude with the sword wins.
Yes, Tony's our winner, everybody.
Hey,
Doug, if you would have went with the other year, what is the movie? Was it Quigley Down Under?
No, it wasn't, but that's one of my favorite titles. Because it's just something suggestive about it. But also, he had one of those little things
right here. Flavor Savers.
Flavor Saver, yeah. And so for a while, I called that a Quigley Down Under. And I still do, I guess. What can you pass down your name tag there, Mark, so I can read the shithead off of the back? And thanks for everybody for coming out, and we'll get everybody out of here a few minutes ahead of schedule. Oh, that's an interesting one. And there's one on the back of Brian's thing too. One more round of applause, everybody, for Sarah Tiana, our winner Tony Hinchcliffe, Brian Redban, and the one and only Mark Wahlberg.
Real quick, I didn't get to work out today, so if anybody wants to stick around and fight, I'm in.
You'll just fight all comers?
Yes.
I really like your bracelet, by the way.
What's that?
Your bracelet.
This weighs 22 pounds. All day.
Wow, effortless the way you lift that thing.
Also makes a good cock ring. Oh, what, you can't give me one?
Yeah, I'll give you one. Ender's Game.
Well, that's a fucking good one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dude.
All right. As always, Adam Baldwin is a shithead. There you go. There's your name tag back. Good job. Oh, look at this. Where'd that come from? Was that from yours? Yeah, I remember. It's cool, dude. It's cool. Oh, shit, I dropped it. This is going to be bad. No, I remember what it was. Portugal is a shithead?
Totally.
Okay. And the crazy old lady who lives upstairs is a shithead.